July 13th, 2005, Holland.
What is the Shastra of Jiva? And first he told, Varnasam Dharma, Acharya. To follow Vaishnava Dharma, Acharya. And then Vishnu will be happy. But by this, only worldly wealth, reputation, and in heaven, the planet, after that, moksha. But only that, not more than that. But this Shraddha does not touch the transcendental.
Yeah.
हम लोगों के स्वरूपानुबंधी धर्म को नहीं छूता इट डज नॉट टच अवर स्वरूपानुबंधी कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल रिलीजन दैट इज प्रेम डज नॉट टच सो महाप्रभु टोल्ड बाय एंड देन ही टोल्ड टू स्पीक सम मोर थिंग एंड देन Prabhu told, Krishna karmarpan, sarva-sarva-sarva. Then he told, whatever you do, you should offer to, O Krishna. All creative karma and karma in it, you should offer to Krishna. Before this, prior to this, I want to tell something about. That paper. Some devotees have told me. That when they read Srimad Bhagavat, especially the purport of Swamiji, then they lose their faith to Krishna consciousness. Because everywhere it has been told in his purport, ladies are inferior, blacks are all Shudra and they should not be given bhakti, they cannot have bhakti, and so many things. And so many, they were in ISKCON, they left, only for this. So, I want to tell you, that in Bhagavad Gita, first, kya hai? Nam, what is this law?
Nam to first Gita,
what? Again, with all mics are there. Why they have upset it? I don't know.
In Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 32nd verse, Lord Sri Krishna is telling, Nam vi parka vyapasritya yeti su papa yonaya striyo vaishyas tatha sudras teti yanti param gatin. He is telling, O son of Pita, Arjuna, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, Shudras, they can attain the supreme destination.
This is wrong. That you.
Can you get me?
What he has said, it is totally wrong. That is why there. Here, Mangi Patha, Vyapa Sitya. Patha Yonya Kama. If we are not Pap Junior, Shudra also not Pap Junior. Who are Pap Junior? Puna, Kirata, Old, they are, because they are not Krishna consciousness, and they eat meat, eggs, wine, smoking, so much drinking and alcohol and everything. So they are Pap Junior. Here it is has been told only that in a month they had monthly some impureness. So it has been told. Not inferiority, not anything. And also in Srimad Bhagavatam. Here they have told like him. Papi Yonya means born into lower class. Oh, this is not meaning that we are thinking. Then lower class, who are Narad? In what band he was? Dasi Putra. So he was low class. Vyas also, Narad also, Prahlad also, Vidur also, we should reject them. So according to the Vedic system of classification, omens, Vaishya Sudra belongs to a lower social. Never. I don't tell you. Anywhere it has not been written. Never, never. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, I wrote this as sloka, 1948. Oh, in main sloka, original sloka, nothing that written like this. Never. That ladies have some less intelligence or they cannot do bhajan, they are lusty or fasti. Never before. Male are also lusty. And if their soul coming in male form or what harm? Their soul. So equal like that. I know that all the rishis of Dandakaranya, they were male. And they prayed Ramchandra that we want to be like gopis. And by his mercy, very soon they were siddha and they went to Braja. And they have a form of gopi from the womb of gopi. Were they less intelligent or what they were? So they should not think like that. In some cases he has written that there are some speciality of women and some speciality of men. And according to that, somewhere something he has written, explained. And Srimad Bhagavatam also, it has been told. So we should not think that ladies cannot do bhakti, they are less intelligent or they are inferior. We should not think. Also, in Puranjan Upakhyan, some sloka has been given, but in many sloka, in original, no written like this. But in Vyakhya, I think that some Vyakhya, what Swamiji did, it has been changed somewhat. He cannot write like this. And in some cases, he has told, it is right, we will have to reconcile. Because it has been written also in Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, यदि गौरांग यदि प्रणय राखते चाहो गौरांग सने तबे छोटो हर जाते कथा थाके जेनो मने पति जनेनी हियर एनी मन कैन राइट लाइक व्याख्या डू लाइक दैट ही हैज बीन डन द लेडीज आर वेरी attractive, very beautiful. We should not mix with them. So that is also for ladies not to mix males. So we should not think that they are inferior or less intelligent. Do you think that Shyam Rani is less intelligent than anyone? So we should not think about this. So he has written read everything. So it has written here in Vyakha proper, but I think it is wrong. It may be clearly said that understanding of a woman is always inferior to the understanding of a man. I am not arguing with this statement. And he cannot write. Never. So, you should try to reconcile what he has taught and don't be very sorry. What Shastra has written, it is okay. You know Brahma is then. He made a beautiful girl Saraswati and he was pursuing him. And then at once she became Lady Deer and began to run and he became. And at that time, Maharishi was saying, "Father, what are you doing? You are intelligent, all will talk to you. Don't do so." And his sons, seven, six, they began to laugh. Then Brahma at once gave them cause. And they became father and colony. And in the Kans, by Kans, the Devaki six were killed by him. So they could not follow, but Maharishi followed. That they did not do any offense, but they did offense. So we should be very careful. So I read everything. Everything is okay. Only some misprint or mis-editing. Because they cannot reconcile all these things. Papriyoniyamans, they sin, see the ladies. This is quite clear. Oh, you know, Srimati Radhika, once that pulling the kanya, pulling the most fortunate, they are going to Krishna and lot of feet of Krishna, they keep here. I want to be a Pulindi Kanya. So, you should not be very for that.
Can you explain what Prabhupada means when he says that the women and the Vaishyas and the Kudras are less than the Kshatriyas and the Brahmanas?
Istri Vaishya Kudra Brahmana se nikrasht kyo hai?
Oh, because Brahmin means Brahmajanati, realized Brahmin, not like Kali Yogi Brahman. So, like Vaishnava now, he is really Vaishnava. No lust, no anger, nothing. He has Sar Gun Vijay, Kam Krodh Lobh Mat Moha. Then he is Brahmin. So Brahmin at that time, Vasishtha, Patri, and so many, oh, high class of devotees. So they were
real Brahmins.
Yeah, they were in height of Kshatriyas. Oh, they used to be engaged in wars and control and taking cats and so on. So they are not and so inferior. And that's the more in business. But serving Vaishnava, Brahman, so they are less. And Istriya, having so many child, he has to do so many things to serve his husband, to household work, they have some more intent. So it has been told like that. But it has not told for Arundhati. It has not told from Anusuya. Gargi, Ganga Mata Thakurani, Janava Thakurani, not it is told for them. Hemlate Thakurani. So it is not. Thank you.
One emergency announcement. There is a car which is very soon going to be towed by the police. It is blocking some place. It is a Nissan car, and a Dutch number plate, XJBS79. So if that's your car, you better move it quickly because the police are going to move it. XJBS79. XJBS79. Als je die auto niet snel weghaalt, wordt die geregistreerd door de politie. De eigenaar of de bestuurder haalt die auto snel weg. Dank u.
Now we should come to. Can you say about karmarpan?
Walk. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, Srila Gurudev is now discussing the conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Roy Ramananda, called Roy Ramananda Samvad. And yesterday it was discussed about Varnashram Dharma and how this Varnashram Dharma is the method of pleasing Lord Vishnu. And that by this Varnashram Dharma, the human being can also render service. He can worship the Supreme Lord. But as we heard the different speakers yesterday, it was explained that actually, this is not connected directly with the soul, as Srila Gurudev told, Swarup Anubandhi. It is not the constitutional activity of the soul. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this statement by Ramananda Roy, he told, Eho Bahya Age Koho Ar, that this is Bahya, it is external. And please speak further. Go on further. So this conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is given in a gradual step-by-step progression. No.
Never. All are independent. All are independent. No. Ha. Not that. Not a step by step. If anyone speaks Varnashram Dharma, at once he can go to sannyas. And he may be a pure devotee. So it is not necessary that he will have to follow all. Not that. He has told like that, not like that. Oh, each are independent sadhans.
So I'm corrected very beautifully by Srila Gurudev. And this should be understood clearly. This whole conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not that someone will have to go through each one of these step-by-step progressions. That is a misunderstanding. But yet, this conversation is explaining different levels of adhikar, different goals of different persons who are on different levels of qualification. So, therefore, it is gradually going higher level of qualification, higher level of qualification, like this. So now, after Mahaprabhu had rejected this first statement of Sri Ramananda Roy, then he began to explain his next suggestion, which is Krishna Karmarpanam. Krishna Karmarpanam. This means that you will offer, arpana means to offer, you will offer your karma, your actions to Krishna. For his satisfaction, you will offer that to Krishna. And then, to substantiate this statement, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam quote the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi yadashnāshi, yat juhoshi vidāsiyat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurīśva mad arpanam. So here he's telling that Krishna is telling to Arjuna, everything that you do, yat karoshi, everything that you eat, yadashnāshi, everything that you offer, yajjuhosi, vidāsiyat, all offerings, all sacrifices that you perform, yajjuhosi, vidāsiyat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, and any kind of austerity that you may perform, tat kurīśva mad arpanam, you should do all these for my sake, for my benefit, mad arpanam, you should offer them to me. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, and then he told again, same thing, Eho Bhaha Agekahara, this is external, please speak further, go further than this, go higher than this. So, it should be understood, what is Krishna telling, for which level of Adhikar, and why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept this. So, as a conditioned soul within this world, everyone is acting for their own sense gratification. It is personal selfish interest. Whatever anyone is doing within this world, it is either immediate selfishness or it is an extended selfishness. For example, in this world, everybody is acting sometimes for the benefit of their family, their children, etc. But they will not do the same thing for another person's family and children, because this is their extended self. So they identify, these are mine, these children belong to me, this family belongs to me, this house belongs to me. There is a conception of mineness or mamata toward these material objects. So for that person on that level of identification with this material body, Krishna is giving encouragement by telling them, that yat karoshi yadashnāshi, whatever you're doing, you do it for me. Whatever you're offering, you should offer it to me first. Like this. So this is to encourage those who are in this level of consciousness. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, what is the sadhya? What is the goal of life? And he is not accepting this. That is because this suggestion does not at all touch the real transcendental level of the soul. The soul's eternal function of eternal servitude in the form of praying seva to the Supreme Lord. It does not touch that level at all. It is only on the material level. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhaha, this is external. So what is the flaw in this consideration? Why is it still external? It is beneficial for those who are on that level, but from a higher perspective, it is external. So what is that flaw? Because the person who is performing this offering, he has a conception that this belongs to me, and now I'm offering this to Krishna. Now I'm offering this to God. So the flaw is that they have a conception that this is my possession. This belongs to me. And now, I'm giving it to God. That is the fundamental mistake of the conditioned soul. That aham mameti, janasya mahoyam aham mameti. He identifies with his body, and he identifies that objects connected with his body belong to him. So therefore, this cannot be the proper conception, because ultimately, nothing belongs to anyone. Everything within this world is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created it. It is His energies. And not only all these objects of this world, but I myself, my very soul, I belong to the Supreme. So until that conception comes, that I will offer my very self to the Supreme Lord, then it is only external. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected this proposal, and then he asked Ramana will be willing to speak further, then he will speak next suggestion. Hare Krishna.
Also one thing here. Jatkaroshi jagasnasi jagyahos in this slow. Who is Karta? Who is doer?
Might.
But you are not doer. This body, then mind, then wish of Sakshi. Those who have made this body material. And something of so. There are so many doer in this body. You are not doer. Malito. Another thing that to your father, suppose your father model, you should bring anything from market and tell him, oh, I am offering, oh father, I am offering to you. This is correct or not? Because all wealth and yourself, you are also from him. So you cannot offer. You should only serve him by that. Like Ganges water, we are serving Ganges. We puja Ganges. So you are not doer. And also, that you cannot offer to Krishna. Because all Krishna, how you can do? So if you are doing it is wrong. So it is bahya. And then Mahaprabhu, then Raghamananda told, Swadharma tyag sarvasadhasa. What is that? You?
Omagyam Kananda Syagyam Anjana Savateya Chakshu Muttam Dhyana Tarishmai Sri Gavai Maha.
So here, Ramananda Roy has now been instructed to go further and he is giving Dhamma Tyag. This verse in Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dhamma Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja Ham Tam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Shami Masuchaha. They give up all varieties of religious endeavor and dharma. Surrender unto me completely. Do not fear. I will protect you. Just surrender to me. So here, dharma, there's two types of dharma. The dharma that is being suggested to give up in this verse is namittic dharma. The dharma of the soul, as is stated in Jiva Dharma, the Nitya Dharma of the soul, Jivara Supahaya Krishnara Nitya Das. Eternally we are parts and parcels, servants of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. This is not to be given up. This is our eternal Dharma, is unchanging. But that which we have to give up is Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Search for happiness in this world. Kama. Temporary endeavors for sense gratification, calm, dharma, economic development, religious activities with the desire to get something in return. Here, there's a desire to become free from fear. So, I will surrender to Krishna. There's a motivation. Economic development, artha, as it explained yesterday. So, this instruction is there. To give up all these considerations, just surrender unto Krishna. So the surrendering process is sixfold. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshishya titi vishvasho gopritre varnam tata. To accept everything favorable for our endeavors in bhakti, but to reject everything unfavorable. Every day we're confronted in our activities to accept things or reject things. But we are conditioned souls. We are accepting and rejecting on the basis of what will please our senses because we have a misidentification with this body, a dehatma buddhi, false identification with the body. This has to be given up in order to achieve bhakti. To accept those things that are only favorable for our bhakti. It may be difficult, there may be some necessity of surrender here, some tolerance, and to not endeavor only for the gratification of the senses, mind, etc. Also to feel oneself protected by the Supreme Lord, and as He is one my maintainer. This is the third lakshana of this verse. Everything else will be there in these six angas of surrender if we understand that the Supreme Lord is our supreme maintainer and well-wisher. Feeling oneself very meek and humble. Feeling one very, very humble and meek. Even in the Bible, it is explained that the meek shall inherit the earth. So, our disease in this material world is we have false identification of this body, and we are thinking ourselves the supreme enjoyer. So, in conversely to that, if we can have an attitude of humility, then we'll be able to chant with purity and please the Supreme Lord. This is the process of surrender. And Atmanivedanam, of giving everything, our mind, body, senses, our hearts, sentiments, for the service of Guru, Vaishnava, and Krishna. This is the surrendering process. So here there is a business engagement. If one is thinking like this, then he's thinking, okay, I will surrender to Krishna, and then I will get something in return. There's some motivation. But pure bhakti is unmotivated. So this has to be given up. And Lord Chaitanya will say, you must go higher.
Thank you.
Jnanatimirandasya jnananjana salakya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vamsa kalpatrupyasya kripa sindhu devacha patitanam pavanetyo vaishnavetyo namo namaha. This verse, which now Sri Radhamananda is quoting to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, telling this is the goal to give up all dharma, all activities, religious activities of this world, and simply surrender to the Lord, and the Lord will protect you from all the reactions of your sinful activities, your karma in this world. What we see here, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not accepting this? If we give up all dharma, all activities, then what are we supposed to do? There is no description of the activity of the soul, the Atma, its relationship with the Supreme Soul. What is that which we ought to do in order to be properly situated in our constitutional position? This is lacking in this particular definition. Only giving up our activities in this world, surrender to the Lord, but no mention of what really our activity is, what should we do in order to attain the proper relationship, harmony with the Supreme Lord. This is not properly defined here. And because of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not accepting this proposal. Hare Krishna.
Radhamananda has told first, Abhya evam kuran dosan mayadhisthanak swakan dharman santajaja sarvan ma bhajit sacha uttama. And then he told sarvadharman, two slokas. What I have ordered in the Shastra, Veda, they prepare. And what I have warned not to do, kuran dosan. Oh, you should give up all this. He has told that you should do yajna, rashtriya yajna, aswamedha yajna, daily yajna, all these things. And also he has told so many things. So you should give up all these things. And what do? Oh, do my bhajan. First thing. And second, sarva-dharmana pratyajya. All varnasam dharma and all other deities, upasana, everything. Demi goddesses, aradhana, worshipping and all other things. Give up. Mam ekam saranam braja. What is the purpose of mam saranam braja? Not saranagati. If you are worshipping Radha and Krishna, no? Oh, he should be pleased. That, oh, I should have a very beautiful wife or beautiful husband. Is it the bhakti? And is it worship? No. So here, mam ekam saranam braja, for what? That I will give up all your sinful activities. This there is not that negative. That the door of bhakti, not here so. And also, sarva-dharman pavdajyam amekam saranam braja. Why? Because Arjuna was fearing that if I will kill all Bhishma Pitama, Dronacharya, all my brothers, Duryodhan and 100 and so many, then what will be? Krishna telling that you should fight and kill all. So again you think, if I am going to do so, then what will be? Oh, so much power. And that is why Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he became king, he also was perplexed. What to do? I killed all both sides. Akshara Akshani Sanya. I am the root cause. So he wanted to give up and go to Himalaya. But Krishna warned him. Also, Arjuna, he told that you should fight and kill all. I have killed them. Nimitta matra bhavasa. And for this he saw his Vishwa in Sarasambhu. Then Arjuna began to fight. But here, what I have told, in Vedas and all Shastra, and in Gita, oh, you should give up all varnasram dharma. And also the worship of daily God, all these things. Also, anything else we have, we should give up. And we should try to do bhajan. Mahaprabhu told what? Yo bhajan. It was bhajan. Because here there is what he told, mom, main ye sharir hoon, aham mameti, this. So give up what you are doing and giving up also in bodily concept. So this is not actually regarding to soul. So we should give up. And then Prabhu kahe iho bhajya, aage kaha. And then Raya kahe gyan misha bhakti shabda sa. Yo. Sundar Gopal.
Mama gyan timirandhasya. ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. सो नेक्स्ट श्री गौरवमनन्द
is putting forward another proposition, which is Gyan Mishra Bhakti, or Bhakti mixed with Gyan or knowledge. What knowledge in particular? Brahma Jiva Aikya Gyan. The idea that everything in this world, everything that exists is Brahma, and that we are also part of that Brahma. And to support this, he quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Shochati Na Kamshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. One who reaches the stage of Brahma Bhuta, which is an exalted stage, much like the stage that Srila Shukadeva Goswami had at the beginning of his life, they're fully happy, fully blissful. Prasanna Atma. Na shochati na kamshati. They never lament. They never hanker for anything. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. All of the entities they see equally, without discrimination. What color skin they are, what physical body they have, what kind of nature they have. They only see the soul present in all living entities. Madhaktin labhate param. Such a person may, from that stage, attain bhakti for Sri Krishna. Mahaprabhu was not satisfied with this. And he said, Eho Bhaya, this is external. Why is this? Knowledge about our condition in this world and how to become free from the sufferings of this world does not actually relate to our eternal constitutional position. In this world, the living entity is caught in a web of suffering. He's caught in the repeated cycle of birth and death. And to become free from that is simply the cessation of misery. So Prasanna Atma does not in fact refer to the happiness that one achieves through bhakti to Sri Krishna. It is simply the natural joy that is achieved when the living entity is free somewhat from the pangs of misery that he experiences in this world. It doesn't, and the duality of this world, it has nothing really to do with the swarup of the jiva. Also, if you look at this verse, the last line, Mad Bhakti Labhate Param, this indicates clearly, Labhate means to achieves or attains. In other words, a person who attains the level of Brahma Bhuta, they may then, if they're very fortunate, through association with a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, attain their true position, which is that of Bhakti to Sri Krishna. This indicates that there is something higher, and that what has been described in this verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, is simply external. One chat out of the Buddhist. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Anyone more something? You are
an expert. Oh, no, 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 Srila Prayamananda, he discussed about these topics. Gyan Mishra Bhakti. Gyan Mishra Bhakti means that there is the devotional service is mixed with the knowledge of empiric knowledge. That is called the Brahma Gyan. Their bhakti actually called Brahma
with Jnan Mishra Bhakti. Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad and Srila Gurudev very nicely explained. There are three types of knowledge. First knowledge is Tatpadarthajnan, Tampadarthajnan, Jiva Brahma, Aikyajnan. That is called that is Tatpadartha means that that is Tatpadarthajnan and that is called Bhagavat Tattva Jnan. What is the Brahma? These things also discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam Jaj Ganamadhyam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavanati Sabdati. Same Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has three expressions, three features. That is called Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. But different any of the vision, different persons, they are realization. They realize these things. Those are the Jnanis, they are thinking that is called Brahma, as well as the Jogis, they realize that is called Paramatma. But those are the devotees, by the pursuing of the devotional service, they realize he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, the Tattva Jnan, Bhagavat Tattva Jnan, this is essential in the beginning in our spiritual life. And also Tampadartha Jnan, that is called Atma Tattva Jnan. That is what is the soul? These things also discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahavira Musa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva, that means that Jiva, that entity, that is the part and parcel of the Lord. So Jiva Tattva Jnan, Tampadartha Jnan and Tampadartha Jnan. Then Jiva Brahma Aikyajnan. Oneness with Brahma. Actually, this type of knowledge should be rejected. This type of knowledge is called that the impartial knowledge. That is called the Mayavad philosophy, speculative knowledge. Here, Rayaran, he quoted this verse. Je Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sachati Na Kankhati Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu Madhvakti Labhate Param. Here, the Brahma Bhuta, who is called Brahma Bhuta? What is the symptom of Brahma-bhuta? So Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also mentioned in this way, who is Brahma-bhuta, he has some qualification. No sachati is not limited in this material things. No kankati, he has no any material desires. Even his heart is completely free from all types of material desires. So, okay, Brahma-bhuta prasanna, not kankati sachati, sama sarvesu bhutesu, madhvakti labhate param. But he is one thing in his heart, he is thinking everything is Brahma. But here you see, if that is Brahma, that type of person, he also associates with my devotee, then he will also give up his Brahma jnan and then he will practice Suddha Bhakti. So, in this way, Radhavananda, he also discussed this jnan. Mishra Bhakti should be also not the aim and object, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's aim and object, that is called the Jiva Sarupanu Bandhi. Prabhu Gaya Parashlok Sadhya Ne Nirnay. What is the Sadhya and what is the Sadhan? So in this regard, Jiva Sadhya and Sadhan, there is called the Sarupanu Bandhi, that is called Jiva's continuous nature to serve to Krishna. So Raivananda, but in different angles, he also discussed in this way. So, in this way, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad explained, if we going to give up all these things, Brahma Jnan, everything, then Raivananda, he also approached another statement, that is called Jnan Sunna Bhakti, and completely perform all types of the speculative knowledge. That is what is called the Suddha Bhakti. That time Radhan, he quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnane prayasane mudvatsa namanta evam jivamita samutavartam bhavadi avartam vartane sita sudhikam prudhumam jo prayasane iti jito uti kaito yata.
We are Brahma Jnan, Brahma Bhuta.
Brahma Bhuta means those who want mukti. And especially they want to be immersed in Brahma. They are jnani. But jnani are two kinds. The jnani of Haridwar and Kashi. And the jnani of Vrindavan. In Haridwar and Kashi, they don't like Srimad Bhagavati then. They criticize. And they criticize also Vaishnava. So, he has rejected first. Oh, not that Brahma Bhuta. Those who are not making any offense to Vaishnava or Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhakti, that is class of a Brahma Bhuta. And if they will have a very high class Vaishnava institution, like in Kashi, oh, Sannyasi Thakur, only for a moment, he saw a Vaishnava singing Hare Sri Krishna Chaitanya, rolling down, sweating and all symptoms. In a moment he was sent. So if in Vrindavan, anyone not criticizing bhakti or bhagavat or anything, then if at that time any good association of high class Vaishnava they will find, then param bhakti they will have. Other like that. There is some chant, not always chant, but some chant. But Mahaprabhu rejected. Why? Mukti. Mukti is not our goal, or no constitution, position, religion, no activity in Brahma Jnana. No activity. If a Jnani Bhakta, they are different. Vishantikama, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, Prahlad Maharaj, they were Bhagavat Tattva Jnani. Always knowing appearance of Krishna. So they are not here told. So here Sai Yavadi are told. But not if they are criticizing Vaishnava. Then they may have chance. And by chance they lavate bhakti param. They will. Still not. So Mahaprabhu rejected it. And then Prabhu kahe iho bhajya aage kahara. Iho bhajya. Then Ramananda Raya told, Raya kahe jnana sunya bhakti sadhya sa.
ज्ञानञ्जना श्लाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितङ्गेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. आफ्टर श्री रमानन्द रॉय हैड मेड डिफरेंट सजेशंस, लास्ट वन बीइंग ब्रह्मभूत प्रसन्नात्मा. सो देन चैतन्य महाप्रभु कंडेम दिस आल्सो एंड Ramananda Roy then made a further suggestion. He said that pure devotional service devoid of empirical knowledge. This devotional service based on empirical knowledge, then there's some cause for the devotional service. But he said devotional service devoid of empirical knowledge, not caused by impersonal knowledge, knowledge of the difference between matter and spirit. But then how? Jnane prayasam. Giving up all kind of knowledge, a long way away, namanta eva, jivanti sanmukaritam. Then, what is the positive engagement? That they're hearing discourses from pure devotee about the qualities, pastimes, holy names of the Lord. Stane stita. They should remain in their position, no need to renounce. if one is a householder, hearing from pure devotee, then no need to renounce his position. He can continue in the position, but simply hearing Harikatha from pure Vaishnava. Then what is the result? That although Krishna is unconquerable, but by this activity he becomes conquered. This is the beautiful quality of Krishna. That although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Sarva Shaktiman, he has all potencies, he is capable of performing all activities. In a second he can create millions and millions of universes. In a second he can destroy millions of universes. The greatest demons in the world, like Hiranyakashipu is so powerful that when he came, even the properties of earth, water, fire, air, he took over. He dismissed Vayu, dismissed the demigods, Varun, in charge of the properties of water, earth. Get out, no need. And he, by his own mystic potencies, he maintained the properties of the elements even. So powerful that he reversed the laws of karma. So if some demon was performing impious activities, he got pious results. And if Brahmana is performing yajna or pious activities, then he got hellish results. He's so powerful he could do. But when he was torturing Prahlad, and finally Nrisingadev became so angry, he couldn't tolerate anymore. And when Hiranyakashipu challenged that he's in this pillar, then I'll kill him, and struck the pillar with his fist, then Hiranyakashipu came. Nrisingadev came. Played with him for a little while. And then, in an instant, completely destroyed him. Completely. It's a great demon. Ravan also, so powerful demon. But, in the end, Ram, acting as a human being, they were fighting. It said that there was no comparison, just as there's no comparison to the ocean, or there's no comparison to the sun. So similarly, there's no comparison to the battle between Ravan and Ramchandra. And in the end, the demigod said, oh, don't forget you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't think you're an ordinary human being, to Ramchandra. Then Ram put his supreme weapon on his bone in an instant. Finished. Rather. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's unconquerable. But he agrees to be conquered by his devotees. Just like when Prahlad came in front of Nrisingadev. All the demigods, Nrisingadev was roaring. Everyone was terrified. All the demigods were terrified. Everyone. And they pushed little Prahlad up. Nrisingadev is sitting with his father's body, entrails, guts everywhere. He's put a garland of intestines around his neck. And this little boy comes, he's not frightened at all, he's got a garland. And he comes forward, offers obeisances, offers prayers to Nrisingadev. Nrisingadev immediately calms down. He puts his bloody paw on Prahlad's head, and he becomes calm. So this is Krishna's Bhakta Vatsala. This is a great qualification of Krishna. Although samoham sarvabhuteshu, he's neutral to all, but he's not neutral to his devotees. This is not a fault. So, jnane prayasam, giving up all kinds of empiric knowledge. Giving up the knowledge that soul and Brahman is one. Giving up this empirical knowledge. But maintaining knowledge of the position of Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Krishna is conquered. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not satisfied, because those who remember that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jnani Bhakta, like Bhishma Dev, like Prahlad Maharaj, when Nrisingadev appeared, he performed such a great effort, so much hard work, killing Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj never offered him any water, never offered him any food. He offered prayers. Because he's Bhagavan. He's Atmaram, Atmakam. What does he need? Thank you. Hare Krishna. So you should come forward. Singer. Yes. Come here. Quickly.
So Gurudev has ordered me to continue the very nice explanation given of this verse by Sri Padmini Maharaj. There's two kinds of jnana that are supposed to become sunya or zero. One was already discussed by Sri Padmini Maharaj, and that is impersonal jnana, or jiva brahma aikya jnana, the knowledge, or rather misunderstanding, so-called knowledge, that the jiva, we, and the Supreme Lord are equal in all respects. Then there are two other kinds of knowledge that are also supposed to become sunya, and that is actually meant as the deep meaning by Lord Brahma. And this is explained in their commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Jiva Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur have explained that it's not only the speculative knowledge leading to impersonal realization that must be given up, but also two other kinds. These two other kinds of knowledge are good in the beginning of bhakti, but ultimately to realize real bhakti, that is Raghunuga bhakti, and then ultimately enter into Raghunuga bhakti and become a resident of Braj and engage in our constitutional form in Krishna's service in Vrindavan, then two other kinds of knowledge must be given up. One is called Tat Pradart again, and that is the knowledge that Sri Padmini Maharaj is discussing, and that is that Krishna is Sarva Shaktiman. He's the supreme controller of everything. He is the source of innumerable incarnations. He can create and destroy innumerable universes in a moment. He can create innumerable universes in a moment and at the next moment destroy them, and the next moment create them. This knowledge also has to be given up if one wants to enter into Braj Bhakti and one wants to fully conquer the Lord. The other type of knowledge that has to be given up ultimately is called Tam Pradartha Jnana, and that was also discussed by Sri Padmini Maharaj. That is that I am an eternal servitor of the Lord. I am an insignificant, infinitesimal part and parcel of the Lord. I am very tiny, Anu, and the Lord is Bhigu. He is great. This knowledge, also called Aishwarya Jnana, creates a wall between the devotee and the Lord. So the deep meaning of this verse is that one should also give up that knowledge and enter into Madhurya Bhakti, the understanding, the highest understanding of the Lord, that He's not at all the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but He is merely the son of Nanda Maharaj, and He is the beloved of the gopis, particularly the beloved of Srimati Radhika. Otherwise, as long as we maintain Aishwarya Jnana Bhakti, which cannot be artificially given up, but as Lord Brahma states, can be gradually given up by remaining in one position within Varnashram, and at the same time hearing the sweet pastimes and qualities of the Lord from a Tatvajna Rasik Bhakta, that is one who is actually a Ragatmika Bhakta in the spiritual world, who is a personal associate of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and in this world plays the part of a Raganuga Bhakta. Srila Gurudev explained when he discussed this verse previously that Aishwarya and Madhurya can never exist at the same time together. As he's been discussing the pastimes of Rath Yatra, the gopis told Krishna, yes, you come to Vrindavan, but you have to give up the idea that I am the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. They, with their moods, they gave him his flute and peacock feather and told him, you have to say, I am the son of Nanda Maharaj. Why was Radharani and the gopis so sad at Kurukshetra? They could not spend the night in Ras Lila with Krishna because he was going to be with his queens. So Aishwarya and Madhurya never go hand in hand. Krishna can never say, I am the son of Nanda Baba in Dwarka. So one must ultimately give up that Aishwarya. Madhurya means even when there's Aishwarya, still one doesn't think that Krishna is God. Just like when Krishna was lifting Govardhan. Oh, first, when Krishna showed Arjuna his universal form, Arjuna said, oh, please excuse me. I've committed so many offenses to you. We've slept on the same bed, ate from the same plate. Now I realize you're the Lord, so please forgive me. This was a wall in his bhakti. But when Mother Yasoda... So when Mother Yasoda saw Krishna's universal form, she thought, oh, some ghost has probably taken over my son. And she and Nanda Maharaj purified him by giving him some cow dung and cow's urine from the tail of a black cow. So one has to give up the knowledge that Krishna is God and gradually cultivate Raghunuga Bhakti under the guidance of a pure devotee.
Here, importance is given on Harikatha. So, we should do pranam Thane Sita. We should do pranam who is speaking Harikatha. We should be Tatsvajnani and also Rasi Bhav Bhakta. So, we should do pranam to him. We should do pranam to the place where we should do pranam to audience, those who are hearing. Without audience, a speaker cannot speak anything. So do pranam to them now. To Hari Katha, you should do. Oh, very sweet Hari Katha. Oh, he is speaking very good. Oh, this place is like more than Vaikuntha. And those who have managed, what? Organized. Oh, they should also, we should do pranam to them also. And then, if you are doing and hearing Hari Katha with heart, then what it will be? Krishna, Ajit, but he will be conquered. This will be conquered. He will conquer by Hari Katha. If anyone talking, if Nanda Baba is sleeping in the lap of Mother Yasoda and she is giving milk to Krishna, and if anyone talking about Krishna and gopis, pastimes, then what Krishna will do? At once give up her mother and father and he will come to here, Hari Katha there. So this can conquer Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu told here only, O Iho Ohar, Aage Kaha. Oh, that is okay. He begins, why Hari Katha hearing? It is related to the consciousness of form religion. what I used to tell. Swarupani Bandhi, it begins from here by hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu became some happy tone. Oh, iho hor. But I want to hear more. Oh, you should do Krishna. One question, any question you like? Any kirtan you like? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.